Welcome to 2020 Talks, where we track the 2020 elections in uncharted territory.
Biden has won this election. He's taking office on January 20th. Trump is a lame duck president, and they're still processing lifetime judicial nominees. They'll sit on the court literally for life, having an impact on all of Americans' lives. And they're not doing COVID relief.
Marge Baker with People for the American Way says it's a mistake for the Republican-led Senate to prioritize appointing more federal judges over the nation's immediate needs. After blocking Obama's judicial appointments for years, Republicans have confirmed hundreds of their own. Baker says there's a pattern to the nominees, young and ultra-conservative.
They'll have lifetime seats on the court, well beyond Trump being in office, well beyond McConnell being in office.
Yesterday, the Senate confirmed Benjamin Beaton in Kentucky, another member of the ultra-conservative legal group, the Federalist Society. Besides fighting the results of the election, the Trump administration is hard at work in other areas. After rolling back more than 125 Obama-era environmental protections, 40 more are in the works. The administration is also rushing to auction off land in the Alaska National Wildlife Refuge to oil and gas companies. They fear the Biden administration would block it. Since the election, the president's also been firing more top national security and Pentagon officials, most recently Chris Krebs, the director of the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency. Before being terminated via Twitter yesterday, Krebs said every claim of alleged voter fraud has been, quote, unsubstantiated or technically incoherent. Days after dismissing Defense Secretary Mark Esper, Trump also replaced the Pentagon's top policy official, James Anderson, with a former Fox News contributor.
Over the past week, President Trump has upended any sense of stability in the Department of Defense. He literally wants to attack Iran and has plans to weaken our military, betray our allies, and arm our enemies.
Veteran and Illinois Senator Tammy Duckworth says the president is endangering domestic and national security by, quote, forcing the Pentagon into his latest culture war. Duckworth lost both legs serving in Iraq after 9/11.
This upheaval represents a dangerous escalation at one of the most fraught moments possible. Let me just give you a little historical reference here. Our enemies historically have tested us within the first year of each new administration.
Biden and Harris are still blocked from classified intelligence. On the U.S. Senate floor yesterday, several Republicans appeared to congratulate Vice President-elect Kamala Harris, Lindsey Graham and Tim Scott, both of South Carolina, and Mike Rounds of South Dakota, among others. After Georgia's Republican Secretary of State revealed that Graham had pressured him to throw out legally cast absentee ballots, Graham told reporters he had discussed concerns with officials in Nevada and Arizona as well, though both states' top election officials denied having spoken with Graham. In Michigan, Wayne County Board of Canvassers, the state's largest county and home to Detroit, temporarily blocked certifying their votes until the two Republican members finally agreed. From Pacifica Network and Public News Service and produced for television by Free Speech TV, I'm Lily Bolke. Thanks for listening.